Money News, and Andrew Kelleher is with us as always from JMI Wealth. Good morning to you.
Morning, Tim.
Tesla, let's continue our focus on the US reporting season.
Yeah, one of the Tesla, the latest high-profile US listed company to report. Tim, it tends to be viewed in the sort of tech growth sector, does Tesla, and I'd have to say July at this stage looking like a much better month for those sectors. They've put on good gains so far this month. Still a few days to go before the end of July, so we don't want to put the commentators' curse on it, but relief at the moment for tech and growth investors all around the world. So Tesla results. Been a busy period, obviously, for founder Elon Musk with the very high-profile and reasonably controversial takeover offer for Twitter, gaining lots of media attention, but let's talk Tesla, not Twitter. To be honest, you're seeing a lot more of them on the roads here in New Zealand, aren't you, Tim?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Even the odd Model Y popping up in a few places now. But over this quarter, Tesla's had to deal with an extended shutdown of its Shanghai assembly plant. There's been significant sort of COVID interruptions in China. But at a high level, the results have exceeded expectations, although the profit outcome was below the profit level that was achieved in the first quarter, which I think was a record. And you have to acknowledge plenty of challenges for a business like this and through that three-month period, none of which come as a surprise. I mean, much discussed supply chain disruptions. There's been global computer chip shortages. You can't make cars now without computer chips and higher material costs. So profit $2.3 billion, $1.9 billion was the consensus analyst expectation. They're still aiming to grow 50% from their 2021 levels, which is a pretty aggressive growth target. The share price, you may recall last year, the share price surged to over $1,200, then big fall in April, sort of May, April-May, fell from $1,100 down to $628, so it almost halved in value. It has surged back to $811, it's up almost 10% over the last week, so you'll be relieved if you are a Tesla investor.
Indeed, until the next disaster comes along. Looking at the trade figures, the deficit, can you give us an idea on why it got so big?
Yeah, so we've got trade figures coming out yesterday. It's not really a market-moving number, isn't these trade figures, and it tends to be sort of overlooked until it gets to extreme levels one way or the other, and actually we might be starting to meet that criteria. So just looking at what it is, first of all, this is the overseas merchandise trade, so it records imports and exports of merchandise trade between New Zealand and other countries, so goods, not services, and we are in deficit. Not only are we in deficit, but it's really big, Tim. The annual trade deficit to June was $10.5 billion, and a deficit means that number is negative, and it means we are spending more on what we're importing than we are earning in what we're exporting. So this is more than twice the annual deficit for any other June year. Now, there are some, and if I look, say, compare it to last year, I mean, last year we had a deficit of 200, this year we had an annual deficit of 277 million, and this year it's 10.5 billion. There are some contributors, Tim. It's, you know, petroleum and petroleum related products, they rose a lot. So they reached a high of 1.2 billion for the year. So clearly, price rises in oil are a factor there. Total imports for the month, 7.1 billion. Total exports for the month, 6.4 billion. So even the deficit for the month at 701 million. I mean, you can sometimes put this down to just general economic strength, Tim, is that people are just spending. But, you know, there are probably more deep-rooted causes that we need to sort of dwell into.
Value of the currency, perhaps?
Yeah. And
or
exactly,
lack of it.
And it lack of it. And unfortunately, when you get a large deficit, one of the potential outcomes can be a weaker currency. And of course, that's problematic for the Reserve Bank because then you start importing more inflation. So definitely one to keep an eye on, Tim.
All right. Can we have a quick look at the numbers, please?
Sure. US markets in positive territory. The Dow Jones is up 11 points, so only just 31,886. The S&P 500 is up 16 points, 3976, and the NASDAQ is up 126 points, currently at 12,023. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 6 points, closing at 7270. The Nikkei was up about 0.5%, 27,803 was the close there. The Shanghai Composite lost 33 points, around 1%, 3,272. In Australasia, the ASX 200 gained about 0.5%, 35 points, closing at 6,794. And we gained 70 points on the NZX 50, 0.63%, closing at 11,269. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6215, 0.9007 against the Aussie, 0.6102 euro, 0.5199 pounds, 85.65 yen. Gold, $1,714. And Brent crude, a little bit of relief there, $104.72.
Thank you so much, as always, and for everything this week, Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth.